Hello?
Hey, Devin, this is John with Local Splash. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Heading home from my last job I was just doing.
Perfect, perfect. Pretty good day so far then, or what?
Yeah, kind of been, a little busy. I mean, I'm kind of used to it, though. Most of the days I clock in about 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, and then I get off about whenever I get off.
Yeah.
Like tomorrow, I got to go drive 2.5 hours. I gotta clock in tomorrow at 4.
Woo!
It is what it is.
Hey, put the food on the table, then do it. You know what I mean? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Well, Devin, hope I got you the right time to go ahead and answer any further questions, concerns you might have before we get started and everything here. So fire away if you have anything for me.
Let me see. I think you pretty much, answered, I guess, the majority of everything was pretty much, how in a week's process my stuff will be put out on Google. And then you said I have a team that works for me that helps, advertising stuff.
Correct. Yes, sir. And, again, communication is important for that, so make sure to keep with it. I actually didn't tell you on our voice verification where everything's recorded. That's one of the things we actually mentioned, is stay actively involved with your campaign. Meaning, talk with us, please. Let us know if we're doing something. If you want to change up a color or even, anything in a minuscule thing can make a big difference in changing a customer's mind to call you.
Which I know how it goes. So it's one of those things where I've just kind of been I've been sitting here, because I know with this, too, I'm going to get a lot more busy. So I know I'm gonna have to get my insurance policy back in line.
Okay.
And then get that. But outside of that, I mean, that's really just it. Just really just renewing my insurance.
Okay.
Then everything.
Perfect.
And then, pretty much it's locked in at $250 for, that's locked in, and then that's pretty much, and then that's the highest package, right?
No, so it's $348 to get started today, but $249 month to month. It is not our highest package that we have available, but it is the one that, after speaking with you, that will bring you the most return that without throwing money out the door that you don't need to be using. We have other packages that are above that literally go 100-mile radius, and, you know, it has Google Ads, so it look like a sponsor above the local map section. That's another avenue too for marketing. But just talking with you before previously, it didn't seem like that's something that would benefit you, but, I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, so.
Yeah, I just always, like I said, I just always hear out on options and stuff, because it's one of these things, obviously I got to start taking initiatives on trying to improvise to get my stuff out there. So, I mean, it's one of those things where, it's just, after you go work all day, and after whether it's HVAC, if I'm all day on the roof doing HVAC, and then, some days, you don't feel like coming home and then want to do calls for your own company. So it's just a matter of I'm having to try to figure out, but I guess the main thing for this one is I'd probably push drain cleaning would be my main thing that I'd probably push, because here I don't have my contractor's license. I'm a foreman, but a contractor's license is what you need for plumbing. But I guess the category I'd fall more into would be the drain cleaning category.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's probably now, when you want to get down to terms, I can go do plumbing, diagnostics and stuff. I could do all these plumbing calls. I have the experience. I'm a foreman. It's just here you have to be a licensed contractor. But I have a license that I can operate off of.
Okay.
So it's one of those things, it's just, what I'm saying? I've had my way, because I did plumbing jobs in the past through my company. And pretty much it's I pulled a toilet before. I have to be a licensed plumber to do all that. I pulled a toilet, replaced it. I did this through my other company, but like I said, I operate off of somebody else's license. So I just always put that out there just in case, because when you get into stuff like that, I know sometimes customers, when you're doing jobs, the very first thing they ask is the license, the insurance. insurance.
Okay.
I'll get my back up, but I know, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to.
Okay.
Drain clean would probably be my main focus for now because that stuff doesn't require a license, and that's what a lot of my equipment's for. But I mean, then when it comes down to people needing like diagnostics, like plumbing diagnostics, I mean, you could just put me in there for general plumbing. I mean, like 24/7 emergencies and stuff, because that's kind of what my company is. It's a 24/7 emergencies, and if people are willing to pay emergency prices, I'm willing to come out.
Yes, sir. All right. I'm going to go over that with you as well, too. So I have a lot already that I've done research with, so I can go ahead and just name a few things out there when it comes to that point, and then we can take it from there. I do need to confirm one specific thing here because this part is for Google, okay? So I need to make sure it's on point. I have your business name as DB Sewer, the and symbol, Drain, LLC, at 2251 Paz Road, 28659. So I want to double check on that. Okay.
Yeah. And then if you could just get where like that address would show up and stuff, that would be like,
yep.
Like I said, that'd probably be my, that was my main focus. I live in Wilkesboro, but obviously in a 50 mile range, I would like to kind of cover, more of the, I guess Wilkes, Charlotte, Hickory, and I guess I'll have to see how far 50 miles gets me out here because I think 50 miles would give me some Winston, but I'd kind of like to cover, I guess, like some Statesville to Charlotte.
Okay. Well, what I'll do is I'll put 50 miles out just for right now, right? And then when we set up the technician call for our team to go over in specifics, like really strong details, they'll have that opportunity to go over that with you to add more or take off, however you want from there as well. I want to make sure I set them more stuff that they're not going to start from scratch not knowing who you are, what you do, or anything like that. I want to make sure they know exactly how they're going to help you when they do talk to you. Okay? So that's something important. And I already put in the notes here, do not show physical address, so that's important too. Now, far as, let's go with your hours of operations, do you want to keep it as 24/7 emergency only, or do you want to have like 24/7 in general?
I would say keep it as a 24/7 in general, because then that way if people know that, you know what I'm saying, if I don't get to them now, you know what I'm saying, I get to them later. And as long as people don't care about me coming out later to work and stuff, I'm never going to care to go do the call. You know, if you don't care for me to pull up at midnight, you know, it's going to be a little bit more expensive because, you know, it's midnight, but I'm going to also work with you too because I'm coming at midnight, you know?
Right. Yes, sir. Okay, cool. So I'll keep it at 24/7. And then how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept cash only, check, Zelle, Venmo, or anything like that?
I do. You could say cash, card, well, I don't got a card reader yet, but cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App.
Perfect. Sorry, I was typing away. I'm still with you. All right, so I got cash, check, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo, perfect. If you, again, anytime you modify stuff, call our team. They'll go ahead and do that for you, okay? That's what they're there for. Yes, sir. And then also, I believe I looked up your Facebook. I couldn't find it at the moment. So let's go over this. Tomorrow, do you have an hour window to speak with our team to go over those heavy details?
Yeah, probably be, depending on what time, like I said, I'll be driving to Raleigh, so I got like a 2-hour drive in the morning, but on the way back, I'll have like a good little clear window. So, I mean, I'll probably be able to call, I'll probably be able to talk around 3 or 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay. I can set up for, let's go with 4 to 5. Would that work for you? Because I do it by the each, in between those hours.
I think that should be good. I want to say that should be good. Like I said, it just depends on it. I might try to call before. Like I said, I'm going to Raleigh, and then I know usually. Yeah, that should be fine. I don't think.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that should be.
Devin, it's not like you're saying you're getting married to us at this point, okay? So if for any reason it's too late or like it's running too long even or you need to reschedule, just let them know and they'll go set, they'll accommodate for that and make sure we call a different time or pick up later afterwards, okay? So I want to make sure that they're just going, they're moving forward with you though, okay? So I'm going to go and do this. I'm going to send you a Google invite right now, coming from my email as well, so that we actually have another email here. Not another email, but another form of contact to reach out in case you need anyone. It's coming from JSEO at Local Splash. All you need to do is hit yes. Don't do anything further than that, though, okay? I'm putting a reminder for them right now, too.
I try to reply with yes, but definitely have to go to Google Calendar.
Okay. Just make sure you get that afterwards, okay? It's very important. Because they want to show that you're committed, and they're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to that meeting too, okay? That way everyone's on the same page. Now, this next part, far as your, you said your insurance, you're going to turn that back on. That'll be fine. And then the business, you don't need to be licensed in your area for that. As of right now, until you actually want to start going into the actual plumbing, that's when we'll need to have that, to put that online for you, okay? That'll help out a lot for your business. Okay. So put that there. Services. Okay. And then also the services themselves. Let's go over that. I have, stop me as soon as I have something that you don't do or something you want to take off or anything like that. I got plumbing diagnostics. I got drain cleaning. Sewer.
Mm-hmm.
Bathroom sink stoppage, toilet, tube, and mainline stoppage. I got gutter stoppage as well. Kitchen sink stoppage, camera inspection, service diagnostics, and line locating.
You could take off the line locating.
Okay, perfect. And like, let's see, out of there. And then, again, do you want to do it for residential and commercial?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I was going to say, let me know if that thing stayed my thing down as yes, because I hit it through my email. I put yes down.
Okay,
so
yep, it came through. It just came through. Yes, sir. Thank you for that. All right. Please drive safely.
Oh, no, you're good. Like, I got I got two phones, man, so you're good.
All right, cool. And then also, let's see here. I just wanted to have to ask, because I remember last time you spelled the last name was N-I-C-C-H-O-L-S. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just making sure I'm not spelling it correctly. All right, and then I'm going to go ahead and send this to our guys now. 2 seconds here. The next part we're going to do is, like I told you, I'm going to make sure you're protected. So we're going to put everything in recording. So that way I say the pricing in there. That way you can be grandfathered in for the life of you being with us. It will never go up. I even tell you how to cancel if that was the case in the near future. I want to make sure you know everything out on the table on the recording. Okay? So I will ask a few questions in the beginning. Try to answer as clearly as possible. If you have questions or concerns yourself, ask away. That's what I'm here for, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
DB Sewer and Drain, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Devin Nichols, owner of the company.
Awesome. All right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yeah.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes. Yep.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for a second there. So it's very important. After this recording here, Devin, we're going to set up that security question and answer. That way, anytime we call in, you'll know it's us because we'll only ask the security question. We will never give your answer out. Okay, we'll know it's you, obviously, as long as you don't forget your own answer, okay?
Yeah.
Make sure you're protected. All right, perfect. I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your initial payment for the initial term will be set up will be charged today on October 9th in the non-refundable amount of only $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 9th of every month in the amount of $249. And it will be a recurring payment from there. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at our 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to his renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. As promised, man, I want to put everything in there. Make sure you're protected on that, okay? And this next part here is for the security question. So, again, don't forget your own answer. You have 3 choices. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
You said the city I was born in.
Okay, yep. And you can make up any answer you want. It's just going to make sure you don't forget it. So what would that answer be?
Colorado's name.
Get out of here. Were you really?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful, man. I lived in Colorado Springs for quite some time. Right by the airport.
I just moved. Really? Hey, that's messed up. I was going to say, I did say, my stepdad worked at the Coca-Cola Swire near the airport.
Nice, man. All right.
I was going to say, I just moved back from Colorado down here in North Carolina again, but I stayed off, what do you call it? Towers and Constitution.
Stop. I was literally 5 minutes away from you. How long ago was that?
Probably about 7 months ago. I moved
back
out here to, but yeah, I stayed off of Powers and Constitution, and then I worked for Leo Sewer and Drain out there for plumbing.
I'll be surprised. I probably bumped into you a few times out there, man. Small world.
I was gonna say I lived out there, and there's That's great, man, but it's one of those things where it's like, obviously, you said within a week's time this thing can be put up and that. So I'll notice probably increase. When should I notice increase in business, interest, or business?
Yeah.
Like, when should I notice increase in my business?
Yes, sir. You'll be able to track everything yourself, your directories within the first 5 to 7 days, So Facebook ads, you already have a Facebook business page. That takes 7 to 14 days on average for customers. We need to build a whole new one for them, So this stuff will really start moving quickly for you. Just know that, it picks up slowly more and more and more, though, because you got to remember, let's say a customer calls through Google or something, and then after that, you do your work with them, they're going to be a repeat customer, they're going to be referral customers for you, and it's just helping you more and more. It just adds on. So this will do really well for you.
It's one of those things, I'm happy about it. Right now with me trying to – the timing of this is just, obviously with me trying to go out of state, I'm going back to Colorado next month for Thanksgiving. So it's
nice.
I'm trying to, obviously the money that I was just trying to save up for my trip and then, with insurance and all this other stuff, getting that going back again.
Yeah.
That's always, how I look at it, it's a, it sucks, you know, how I look at it, spending the money, but then I kind of look at it that I turn right back around and I get it back, you know, because then you got to do the calls.
Yes, sir.
But,
yes, sir. No, this is going to be what... I don't know, man. It's just something that was weird talking with you today. So, you know, everything's falling in line. All right. Well,
yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where, like I said, like, I'm a man of faith. So, like, trust me, I always think about it, you know. Like, when you told me you was a cancer survivor, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But I always tell people, you know, my perspective changed on the whole world when I watched my uncle, you know, when I seen the cure for cancer, that changed my whole perspective on the world.
Yeah.
You know, when I've seen the apps and the stuff we consume, you know, all this stuff, it kind of just, that's why I was like, all right, I want to be successful enough to, I don't want to be, I don't have to be freaking Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and all these, you know, Bezos rich, but I just want to be good enough to where I can, you know, I don't have to worry and stress about, you know, little things, you know.
That's right, yep. I truly believe success, for me anyway, this is my personal opinion, is not by how much money you have in your wallet or in your bank. Success to me is judged upon your happiness. So, you know, and that money can stress you out, you know, so having that less stress where you're like, okay, I'm just comfortable enough where I can eat and I don't have to worry about spending my money or how much I'm on a budget. You know, and when I go on a vacation, all right, I'm already going to do that. That's happiness to me, honestly. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
There's so much along with it, but that's just short, you know?
So. Yeah, and it's like, that's kind of like, you know, that's where it's like, you know, and every single time what gets me is just, you know, I've saved up a lot of money, but it's like, you know, when I got Angie's Leads, I spent about, you know, $750 or actually about $1,000 on that, which is set up and everything.
Oh, my God.
And then it's like, but I mean, it's because I got about $2,000 in credit bonus and stuff, you know, so
okay.
I spent $1,000. So, I mean, it was a good little setup. Like, I wouldn't drop that down and, you know, it's just, you know, like, it was a good little setup, but at the same time, you know, I haven't even really been utilizing it like I should, you know. It's just like every single time I get my business insurance, I pay for my business insurance, and then I'll pay for it for 2-3 months, not go do a call at all, and then I'll freaking be like, I'm done using it, and then all of a sudden, opportunities like this will come up, and then all of a sudden, you know, I'm just sitting there, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You spend money to make money. What's the point of spending money if you're not utilizing it? So it's like with this
sure.
helps taking it up to another level. Now, obviously,
yes,
am I sitting here, you know, thinking, I'm sitting here looking at my camera, you know, but at the same time, it's like with drain cleaning, I at least know on drain cleaning and stuff and doing stuff for my company can help me. It's going to help me get to where I need, at least I need and want to be at, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Spoken truly. So, Devin, again, in the future, though, make sure you communicate with us when you're ready to when you have your license for other stuff, that we could put that in there. We don't want to hesitate on that or waste a minute. You know what I mean? That's opportunities
right
there. Oh,
yeah, trust me. I'm not
okay.
I'm trying to get this company. See, I'm trying to – the hard thing about it is where I work now, I'm trying to get this company to give me license and also trade. I told them I signed a contract where I wouldn't do use my license for other things, you know, like I sign on for 5-6 years because it's like, no, I don't care. You know, I'll sign on that because I know after a course of 6 years, I'm going to make so, you know, like it's not even a thing, but I know that if you can't sit there and live beneath your means of living, you know what I'm saying, or...
Yep.
You know, you're not going to ever get to where you need to be. I'm going to try to see, you know, I'll see, obviously, you know, I'll give this thing, I'll be honest, I'll give this thing a run, you know, I'll see how we're looking in 2 months, but obviously, I have to put effort for it, you know, I have to put effort in.
So do we, man.
I know.
Don't we worry.
Like, you know,
that's
you know,
something
like,
we were going to work with you.
Like, yeah, because it's like, trust me, I do like a lot of tennis reviews, you know, it's like I did research and it's like a lot of people, I noticed a lot of people that give bad reviews, if they gave a bad review towards you guys, it seems like a lot of people that at the same time don't take enough initiative and effort to also use the thing, you know, because it's like you get for hell, it's like with every company you deal with, they get their bad reviews, you know, and then it's like you look at all the good ones and I look at a lot of positive ones. And how I look at it is that, you know, I can't use you guys, you know, and then sit there and then not go take any calls, not, you know what I'm saying, not go run any calls, because then, you know, how can I sit there and get upset at you guys if I'm not taking the extra initiative to go run calls and get the job done? So, you know, like I said, I'll see how this thing goes. You know, obviously in the middle of November, I'll be on vacation. So I'm hoping that you guys can slam the door with business for me and just keep me so freaking busy, you know, that, you know, it's just a matter of, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have faith, you know. Scared money don't make money. And obviously, you got to invest money to see where things go, you know. And obviously, you know, I've seen people say, you know, they're taking risks and it'd be a good decision. The difference between you and Agents Leads is, you know, instead of just being specifically having to sign up through Agents Leads and stuff.
Yeah.
This is out on Google. And yes, you know, like, it's, you know what I'm saying, it's just an experiment, you know, and I don't know what all drain cleaning companies are in my area and stuff, but heck, I know it's going to be cool to have a marketing team in
yes,
my
sir.
Area to help.
And,
so,
and your own actual Google business profile, man. Come on, this is your business, you know? So
yeah.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, actually, as a matter of fact, based off of that alone, I'm going to send you an email before I forget. Is for the verification part. I almost forgot that part here. So, as far as the verification part, they may ask for a picture of your tool or, you know, a vehicle you might use to go around, however you want. But the more you have, the better it is. The more quicker we can get things moving forward for you. But it doesn't mean that you have to take pictures of everything. Okay? I just want to make sure you understand that. We just know what they're going to be looking for. They may ask for one thing, may send just a postcard. It's just on Google at that point, okay? So I'm going to make sure I send that to you right now. And then I just sent that one. And also, on the card that we used today here, Devin, is it just your first and last name, or is it a middle initial as well?
That one, you'll have to let me actually, I'm about probably 5-10 minutes away from now. So you'll have to give me like a title of that, because I got my wallet and stuff like in the left side I'm driving. But yeah, it should be, I think it's Devin Ray, R-A-Y spelled out.
R-E-Y, you said?
R-A-Y.
Oh, okay. I mean, I can hang out with you on the phone here until you pull over. I just want to make sure you're being safe driving, please.
That's why I said about like 5-10 minutes. I'll be home in about like 10 minutes. So I mean, I guess now after this, what are you going to need from me on my part after this? You know, like after the payment goes through, then the next process. It starts, you guys start working on the profile that you said. So contact me about the areas I'm going to cover. Is it going to be like a 50-mile, like a 50-mile circle radius or like 50 miles one way?
Nope, all directions. Circle radius. Yes, sir. They'll go over in heavy detail with that. And then also, again, they'll double check on things just to make sure I didn't misspell something either. You know what I mean? So they want to make sure it's on point.
I was trying to get a good general area of what I'm covering, because I'm trying to see if this is kind of like the same area of what Angie's Leads is covering too. Because I mean, heck, I kind of figured, you know, it's going to be good, because when you see one person on Angie's Leads and then you see them on Google, then you kind of just think, you know, they're doing
The other thing too, it's like if they see you on Angie's and on Google and the local map section on these directories on Facebook, their social media. I mean, what's stopping them from not taking a look at least? You know what I'm saying?
and that's the one thing, too, and that's the one thing is that, like, you know, every single time I spend money and stuff, especially when I've been bootstrapping my company since, you know, it came up. I mean, but at the same time, you know, I can't really complain because, I mean, hell, it's all tax write-off.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing is that all the money I spend, I mean, it comes once it's tax season. I keep receipts.
This too. It's not a full tax write-off, but it's a business expense. So, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, because I try, you know, with stuff like this, I always try to, I always write stuff off because, I mean, it's like, you know, especially with advertising, at least until I get more, like, revenue coming in. Like
yeah.
I said, I just haven't taken the initiative to go out. But, you know, it's different when, you know, your stuff's on Google and, like you said, you know, you got all this other stuff going for you. So that's where, like I said, it's just a matter of, I was trying to get a good area, like trying to get a concept of the area of what I would be covering because I'm sitting here driving by looking at the exits and I'm like, okay, this is exit 282. You know, 40 more miles that way, that's freaking, that's Greensboro. That's got to be Greensboro.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's got to be near. Yeah. It's, only thing I can say is we're going to be covering, I'm going to be covering a lot of good areas. That's the only thing I can say. I'm going to be covering areas that Roto-Rooter stuff's in. And really, the one thing that I'm confident, the one thing that I have going that can go good for me now is just my drain cleaning. That's something that, that's originally what it started out as, is drain cleaning. And then what I've been holding off on is just, it's just taking, all I have to do is just go to the dang freaking, you know, it's easier said than done. All I have to do is just go down to the freaking board and go take my exam. But, you know, it's a matter of just when do I have the free time to go to the board and take the exam, you know.
Hey, man, I'm going to be honest with you on this one. When you know it's very important for you, you know that it's everything you need and want, then make the time, man. You know, put aside however you have to do it. And I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir here because, you know, that's probably what you had to do to get this business even started, you know, or even keep it going. You made time for it. You struggle. The struggle's real. You know, you keep prayers going as well. And you surround yourself around people that are like-minded with you, mentors. These are just ways of success as part of your process and your journey to it, you know. So,
yeah,
man. Pretty amazing stuff that you got going on there. So,
yeah, okay.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I tell everybody, it's like with just drain cleaning itself, drain cleaning is a multi-million-dollar industry itself.
Yeah.
And it's really just off my tools. I have the full tool setup to where, like I said, I can do business and stuff with that too, because that's really what I'm going to be happy with, is that I do, commercial is really what I'm going to want to do, because commercial is where you make a lot more money. And I mean, just, I'm happy with it, you know, I'm kind of, I realize that with this kind of being, it's going to work out good. And that's, you know, you got to stay positive and stuff with it, you know, cause I know within 2 weeks, I know by the time the first month of November is that I should at least have some type of, you know, at least have some type of notoriety, you know, obviously, you know,
yeah.
Like you said, you get out what you put in, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, as you guys, as I'm getting calls, you know, I got to go complete them and stuff, too. So I think that's what's going to be cool, too, is just to have my thing out there 24-7. Because, I mean,
yeah.
Then once my thing is 24-7, and then it's coming off of this number, I know every call that I get on this freaking number is going to be business. That's why I have this business phone specifically. That's why I answered it, because most of the time when I see when I hear a call on this phone, I know nobody has this number besides, you know,
this is for work. All right. There you go. You always want to keep track of analytics like that, so that way, you know, you see what's working for you, what's not, where it's coming from, what to put more money into, if not, or what to stop putting money into as well, you know. So I'm glad you're keeping track of that. The dashboard that I will show you after payment is there, too, I want to make sure you see that, hey, listen, there's going to be a login and password for you to keep track of things in Google and fruition through your actual Facebook ads, things like that as well, too. I want to make sure you have full control of all that, okay? That's very important as well.
And then what I'm going to do, too, is I'm going to take, I got money in my business account, too, that I'm going to get on there, and I'm going to transfer money out of my business account into my other account. I have to see how I want to do this. It'd probably just be simpler just to wire transfer money into my business account. And I'll figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was going to say, no, I mean, I, I got the money and stuff, but I was just thinking afterwards. I was trying to figure out because I know if I send myself money, then I'm gonna have to pay taxes on it once tax season hits. But then
yeah.
I was like, if I can sell myself money to my business account, then you know, I already got the money. It'd be probably easier that way and a little bit more time-consuming. But I mean, hey.
Well. As long as you keep track of your receipt as well too, I mean that's fine. You'll have to make sure you have your invoice. I don't care. After you make payment, I stay on the phone with you, so that's important to me because I like to keep to my promises, right? But then two,
yeah.
You know, far as payment structure on there, if you needed to change the card information or anything like that, you have the access to do that as well too. So I don't want you thinking like, all right, stuck with that one only. You know what I mean?
Oh no, I think I already got my card memorized off the top of my head.
Okay.
But let me make sure. Let me transfer real quick. I'm going to keep real with you. I think I can say this off the top of my head.
Okay.
But if it don't go through, then I know I was wrong.
Okay.
Let's start off with this.
As far as the billing address to the card, is it the same, the 2251?
No, 980 Pyros Drive. That's mine.
You said Pyro?
Yeah, Pyros.
Pyros Drive. Okay, and where was that?
You lived on Colorado Springs.
Colorado Springs. What's the zip code for that one, though?
80932.
80932? 22. Okay, 22. Yeah, man, that's crazy. Oh my god, that's crazy. Okay, and then what kind of payment method is it? A Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, so I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4-5-6-3-4-5
What was that last number there? The fourth number?
3.
Okay.
4-5-9-6
Okay.
7-0-5-1
Okay.
2-4-3-3
All right. And the expiration date?
10-25
Okay. And last but not least, the security code.
104
Now, before I process the payment, I'm going to make sure, now you know I wasn't lying, man. I got you at a really big discount. I want to keep it that way for the life of you being with us. So I'm going to refresh it like 3 or 4 times, if you don't mind, before I even do anything. Okay. Well, one last time, just in case. Okay, looks good. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $348. Stay on the phone with me, man. I want to keep to my promise here, okay?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, okay. Oh, man, it says invalid number, account number on that one. So definitely different wrong numbers there. Were you reading off the card, or was that off memory?
No. That was off my memory. That's what I said. That's off my memory because I was trying to I'm still driving. I'm almost home. Like, I'm 5 minutes away from, or not 5 minutes, but I'm about 3 minutes away from that.
Oh,
I just turned down the road.
You,
but either way, I mean, my card, I was going to say, either way, my card, the numbers got scraped off of it. So I got to sit there and that's why I had to kind of memorize it. So I'll have to just go back. It's usually, I either got the second number wrong or the first number wrong. It's the first four or the second four is wrong. So it's just
okay.
A little minor.
Well, I won't be able to, like, see the numbers ever again because it doesn't allow me to, which I like just because it's protecting you. I only saved, the last four numbers. So. Yeah. So we'll go over that. But since you're, like, 3 minutes away, if I don't mind utilizing your time on something, I had a question. You said about something in Tijuana that they cure cancer. They have a method or that's all organic?
Yeah, so there's a clinic in Tijuana. I'd have to ask my aunt.
what the name of it is, but they're a clinic down there. It's a guy who's well known, who pretty much, when we took my uncle there to get diagnosed, they didn't do no x-rays, nothing. They did it all through his feet. Came in there and felt through his feet and was like, yeah, you got cancer in your throat. And I mean,
wow.
They had him behind the curtain. All he had was just the feet sticking out, you know, just the feet sticking out to where the doctor couldn't see him. Cause, you know, obviously if he comes in there and feels your feet, and then obviously you can see the lump on the side of his neck. But, you know,
right.
The doctor just had your feet was just sticking out there. Doctor can't even see. He's just feeling through your feet and let you know, hey, you got cancer in your throat. And they're like, okay, maybe he's good.
Wow.
Maybe he's legit. And, yeah, I mean, the room was probably about, I think it was 1,000 a day for the room, and then 1,000 a day for treatments. But he was looking at anywhere from about, I think for him it was like, yeah, $30,000 to $40,000 a month.
Wow. Okay.
But,
I mean, what's worth life, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, the biggest thing that we pretty much learned, though, was that, I mean, if you look up 6 to 9, like, foods in the 6 to 9 category, like, pH level, pretty much you just eat foods that are in the 6 to 9 range. And you just don't, I mean, you do that, and then at the same time, you had to keep his calorie intake kind of, like, low. But everything he ate, he was constantly hungry. I mean, he probably ate, if we wasn't working, he'd probably eat about 14 times a day, you know. But if we was working, you know, he'd maybe eat 3, and then he'd be, like, you know, maybe trying to stop at a 7-Eleven and feed it, you know.
Wow.
And
yeah.
Biggest thing is just, like, you know, your mucus. Mucus is the reason for all diseases that happen. Everything develops in the mucus is what they told us. It's like that Dr. Sebi that they talk about. All that stuff, and like the doctor put it to us in Tijuana, cancer is a $1 billion industry. Why cure something when it's an industry, you know?
Right.
I mean, if you want me to get, like, downright, I mean, it's just how, I mean, it's just, you look at it, as they broke it down to me and my family, everything you eat and consume is, I mean, I'll put it this way. The food McDonald's serves is fake. You know, it's fake. And,
oh, yeah.
I mean, you look at, I mean, just everything. Your water, everything down to what you consume is designed to cause carcinogens. You know, that's why you go to rich people's house. They got water filtration systems. They got water softeners. Even if your water's too hard and stuff, it can hurt your skin and cause damage levels to your, like, body and stuff from your water being too hard. And then sometimes,
yeah.
Depending on what's in your copper too, like, sometimes I've had to test it. And sometimes, you know, you got to get those, like I said, those water filtration systems, because they got too much iron in the water and stuff built up. And
yeah.
It's just, you know, it's amazing how the world is. But like I tell people, in order to truly understand how the world works, you got to understand, or how, you know, the U.S. works, you got to understand the Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve is a private group of stock owners that control when money is printed, and is, like I tell people, they kind of influence what, you know, what's, you know, like conspiracy theories. I just look.
Well, you speak your truth, though, man. I keep track of a lot of this stuff, so yeah, I follow you so far, man.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Like I tell you, when I watched my. When I seen that was a cure for cancer in a different outside of the country, it changed my whole perspective on America, how we are as people, how we treat. I mean, you know, it's just – oh, let me see. Okay, it was the first number that I had messed up. Are you ready for the card number?
Yeah, go ahead.
4653-4596. 7051.
Okay.
2433.
Okay. And the expiration and everything was still the same, right?
Yeah. 10-25-104.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So continue. I'm actually really interested in the thing you're saying on this, because I got very, very lucky. I waited till the last second. I'm not going to lie. And it's not because I was stubborn on something, my belief. I did not, I don't care if I was going to go because I did not want to do any chemo. Anything organically, I was all for. But anything else that's not natural or anything like that, no, I'm good. And so I got lucky, man. I really did.
Yeah, like, the biggest thing, Bo, is stress. Stress is the number one thing. And the biggest thing is that, like, my uncle could not, he's running a multi-million dollar company. I had to run that while he was in, you want to talk about, man, my years got shortened from all the stress running that out there. Because I literally sit there, and while he was in Tijuana, and my aunt went down there, boom, all of a sudden people wanted to decide not to show up to work because, boom, the boss and the aunt's gone. The kid can't fire us because he needs them. The kid can't fire us because he needs them. And you know I can't fire him because if I was to fire him, you know, my uncle would flip. Flip a day. Flip out. So it was, you know, imagine being at an emergency. I'll just put it this way. Imagine being at an emergency and you're jackhammering up the asphalt and somebody calls you and says, hey, man, are you going to get here to this emergency? And you're like, bro, I sent somebody there at the emergency, you know, and you're in the middle of an emergency, you know. So, and when I say emergency, it's like water's flooding, you know, asphalt's broken, you know, that's the type of stuff we did. The big industrial, you know, 10, 25 to one job we did one night was freaking 75,000. And then we had one job where asphalt blew out in three different spots and it was $275,000. And we had to replace the lines. And it's like, but yeah, back to what I was saying, it's like, you know, how my perspective on the world is, man, is that, I'll put it this way. I was training in Special Forces, and before I got into plumbing, I pulled out of it because, you know, Special Forces is brainwashed, you know? I mean, how they tell you and stuff and the stuff you go through, it's not humane, you know? Yeah. It's not humane. And I tell you, I was lucky to escape that, and, I mean, I got a dishonorable discharge for that. But, I don't care, bro. I was tier one. It was freaking butt hurt. Because I didn't want to go out there and freaking, you don't want to send me to freaking stock. You know what difference does it make, bro? You're going to send me to a company, to a country that doesn't know we're going to be there. If I get captured, if I squeal, it's treason. If I don't squeal, I die. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
You're not coming for me. You see how they treat our war veterans, bro? They're still captured. But we'll get a basketball star back. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That blew my mind. I found that out. I just found that out. I don't know when it happened, but I found that out yesterday from my father-in-law. I was like, you're kidding me, man. I can't talk politics, stuff like that.
I mean, trust me. It's one of those things, like, I just look at everything and I just take it with a grain of salt. It is what it is.
Yeah, man.
You know, that's why, like I said, I keep my faith and, you know.
Listen, Devin, I want to make sure I keep to my promises here. Well, I have you on the line here, okay? So, very first thing is, I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for $348, and I want to make sure I'm on the phone with you so you can see your invoice, though, okay? So, I'm going to make sure I do this now to make sure that the actual pricing is exactly the same stuff we promised here, okay? And what's up?
Hello, that was my dad.
Okay.
Okay, I see Locust Flash minus $348.
Okay, perfect. There should be a text or an email. Both will come, but I want to make sure whatever comes in there for you, there should be a spot that says click here to accept subscription terms. Do you see something like that?
It says to brothers with either reply, email. Hold on. Access needed, pictures needed for Google verification, tools or equipment, worksheets.
Okay, yeah, not that one. That's the one you need to do possibly to get your Google verified or anything. So, like I said, you don't need all those pictures, but the more you have, the better for you, you know.
I haven't got them yet. Hold on, let me see. Yeah. Let me check my text message, too.
Okay.
That's probably just the email that just went through. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to me. Local Splash, initial voice. Click here.
Yes, that one. In there, I want you to stay on the phone with me. You can ask away if you have questions, concerns. But everything we spoke about will be on paper in there. And there'll be extra little little things to, you know, if you wanted to upgrade your package in the future and things like that, I'll have the short descriptions of those. Read through it carefully. The bottom of that, there's a part where everybody misses it, a little box you have to click, and then you're going to sign, or not sign, but type in your name, exactly how it showed on the cart, and that's it. But let me know when you're there or if you had any questions for me, okay? I'm here with you.
Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, my site, custom website, the firm signature. I didn't confirm my signature.
Was it that checkbox you have to click? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I already clicked the checkbox.
Okay. Maybe I misspelled. Oh, Devin Ray Nichols. That's why.
And then I have to create a username?
No, sir. That's how I know you do it right. So tomorrow, when our team calls you, they're going to call. I'm going to want you to write this phone number down or save it however you want to local splash.
This one right here. This one right here.
No, the 877. It's going to be an 877 number. I want to give that to you.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Action needed. More action needed. Oh, did you just send it to me?
What did you need? What do you need?
No, I was going to say, did you just send me that number, 877-635-6225?
Oh, that's the number. Yep, that's the number. I just want to make sure you have it. Okay. Save that number to local splash. It's voice activated. You can call customer support, billing, whatever the case may be. I want to make sure you have always a number to call out and reach out to somebody here, okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm getting this. Prepare for it. Oh, dang it, the case of water is freaking. Hold on. But, sure. My main focus now is just now that I pay for it, is utilizing it. I'm tired of spending money on it and not utilizing it or getting anything back, you know. But at the same time, I've been letting that happen myself.
Well, we're not going to let this one happen with that, man, because it's a performance-based company here. We need to make sure you're getting return on your investment. In order to do that, we need to be on the same page with you, communicate with you, back and forth, by you two as well, too. By you saying that, though, already, Devin, just gives me a lot of – it brings me good joy, man. I know you're going to do well with this. So please let us know if you need anything, too. But in the meantime, congratulations, man. Welcome to the family here, okay?
I appreciate it, man. I'm just ready to just take a step at a time and then hopefully grow it.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. All right, Devin. Well, listen, you have my email as well, too, just in case you ever need a second form of contact here. I always got you.
All right,
partner. Hey, you take it easy. It's been a real pleasure, honestly. And thank you for this conversation, honestly. I'm going to say it like that.
No, you're good, bro. And like I said, I appreciate the call, too. Like I said, it's just a matter of taking initial investment and trying to better myself, you know? So, I mean, I'm going to take a photo of it. Let me send a photo of what my car will look like. Yeah, they're going to see me pulling up in a Sonata, so it's not going to look like it's really professional, but hell, it is what it is at the beginning. I don't need much.
For the taxes sake, is that what you're
saying? No, I was saying for my Honda, I could send my work vehicle for Honda Sonata.
Oh, okay. Well, anything we could do to help out, you know, tomorrow's the first thing, is the first step. So if you have questions or anything, write them down. Address it. That's what we're here for. Okay.
10-4.
All right, man. All right. Well, Devin, pleasure, man. Again, we'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm going to try to call in with them to introduce you guys. But if I get stuck on the phone or in a meeting, they'll still give you a call within the hour frame, okay? And we'll take care of you. All right?
10-4.
All right, man. You take care. Talk to you later.
You too, man. I'll holler at you.
For sure. All right. Bye, sir. Yeah.